contributions did you think that they would bring?
I wouldn't say they're better than I thought, you know, but I definitely knew what they were going to bring. You know, they're both very hard-working players. You know, Devin's even worked his way off the bench to being the starter now. And, you know, Zach McCabe, you know, he's going to come out and give his best. He's a hard worker. He can knock down shots when he's open. And Mel Sign, you see him, he's a double-double threat. Every time he touches the court, you know, he can get 20 on any given night, 10 rebounds, and... You know, they're just great basketball players, you know, and I think they're going to be an asset to the Hawkeye family here in the future.
You know, Franz brought in two players all by himself, Bryce and Marisol. What do you think that says about his ability to identify talent, given how they played this year?
It says great things about his ability to recognize talent. You know, Bryce Cartwright is a great point guard. You know, he's able to find guys on passes. He's, you know, up there in the Big Ten and averaging assists. He's a very decent scorer. You know, he can shoot the ball. He can drive it to the paint. You know, he can finish on the taller opposition. There's not really much bad you can say about these guys, you know, and I think that's great.
TJ has, played all year in practice. What has he brought to you guys, you know, in practice?
You know, he's a great guy, too. You know, he's a very hard worker. He never takes a play off. You know, it's hard to get the gold team some subs here, you know, whenever we're in practice. But you never see these guys waver, none of them, you know, and TJ's always ahead of that. He's the senior for the gold team, you know, so he's always pushing those guys, and you can see it. You know, he doesn't take being a walk-on lightly. You know, he's very hard on those guys, and he works hard, and he makes those other guys work hard, too. So we appreciate that.
This is it for you. I mean, you know, are you reflecting yet? You kind of looking back going, wow, this is a fast 4 years? Or?
There's been a little bit of that, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's a chapter coming to a close, and there's a new chapter about to open, you know. So, in the end, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. You know, it's sad that, you know, I'm going to miss this college atmosphere. You're not going to get another atmosphere like this ever, you know. So I'm definitely going to miss that part of it. But, you know, it's going to be fun to get out, you know, and, you know, see different things and be a part of something new.
Have you thought at all about what the emotions are going to be like for you tomorrow when you're being introduced in front of everybody and get a chance to, like, see your family at the big court?
Yeah, I have thought about that. You know, I haven't seen my family in a real long time. They haven't been able to get up to a lot of games here, so that's going to be pretty interesting. And they're bringing a lot of people with them, so kind of having the heart of Kansas City here with me tomorrow. So I'm not going to say it's going to be emotional, because I don't know, you know, but it might be. You never know. I'm not much for crying, but I might shed a tear.
Do you get a sense that maybe something's on the verge of happening here and that you're going to see that come to fruition after you're gone, like with the freshmen? And because right now you just don't have the record to show for it. I mean, you're 10-19 coming into this game.
Right. Yeah, I definitely do see some upside coming, and we have the right guys to do it. And, you know, McCaffrey and all the assistant coaches are all on the trail hot to recruit, you know, so I have faith that they're going to bring in the right guys and, hey, I want to do the right things. I want to be a part of this system. And, you know, these guys aren't hard to get along with, you know, so anybody that comes in here is definitely going to get along with the guys. You know, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, how they feel about the style of play and how they feel about playing on this court, you know, so I don't think it's going to be any problem. And the way Coach McCaffrey wants to play, you know, I don't see why anybody wouldn't want to do that, you know, so.
How would you say you've changed from the moment you first, you know, stepped on campus and first put on an Iowa uniform to now? And I'm not just talking, like, in terms of basketball, but just in terms of, you know, being a person and going through the college process.
I think I'm definitely matured, you know. That's a good way to put it. I've matured a lot. There's a lot of things that's been put into perspective, you know, and there's a lot of things that I had to rearrange my priorities with, you know, and I think I adjusted pretty well, you know, and you know, basketball wise and, you know, non-basketball wise. So you know, college is a great experience. You know, I recommend it for everybody. And you know, there's eye-opening experiences here, so if you can get there.
One thing that Coach McCaffrey was saying this morning is that the only disappointing thing about having you on the team is that he's not going to be able to coach you next year. When you hear that, you know, type of honor, like, being bestowed upon you, what kind of goes through your mind when you hear a coach speaking that highly of you, especially given that this is the only year he had you?
All right. You know, the feeling's definitely definitely mutual. You know, I feel like if I had a coach like McCaffrey, you know, for, you know, even 2 out of the 4 years that I've been here, you know, then, you know, I could have got more of a feel, and you know, the guys could have got more of a feel, and, there would have been time to improve, you know. But knowing that there's not going to be that time, you know, it's kind of hard on you, you know. So just being part of a rebuilding process doesn't feel good, you know, but it's been that way for 4 years.
Does it make it all the more exciting tomorrow when you see that not only is it your last game at Carver, but you're going up against a top 10 team that's, you know, looking at potentially winning the Big Ten this season, being in one seed in the tournament next week?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's what you know, come to a school like this for, you know, a Big Ten school, is to play against the top competition in the country. And to get that opportunity on ESPN, on senior night, you know, it's like a dream come true. So, you know, anything can happen, and we're going to prepare here, you know, to get this game won tomorrow. So I know we're all going to leave it out there on the court, you know, and hopefully it contributes to a win.
Are you to the point where you don't even pay attention to your guys' record anymore? Like, do you know what your record is right now?
Yeah, I know what the record is. but I mean, you always know what it is, but and you always pay attention to it. But, you know, it's one of those things you have to put in the back of your mind. You know, if you reminisce on it, then it doesn't feel good to think that
you're
10-19 team, you know. So, you know, what you do is you want to put it in the back of your mind and just go out and play basketball. You know, when the ball's up in the air, the team that wants it's going to win it, you know, and that's pretty much all you can say about that.
You going to try to play overseas next year?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some basketball opportunities, you know, and I'll know more about that when the season's over. You know, as you guys know, you can't talk to people, you know, during the season. So, you know, I've been looking for some opportunities, and I think they're going to show up. So I'm definitely going to be taking those.
I'm sure you've talked to guys like Cyrus or other people you've played and done that. Are they telling you, hey, this is something you might do or can do? Or?
Right, definitely, you know, and I was just talking to Cyrus the other day, actually, and he's having a great time over in Japan, you know, and Justin Johnson's over there, too. And, you know, they're all playing real well right now, and Cyrus is on a hot streak right now, so he's having a good time, and he has some nice words to say, so I'm pretty excited to get that kind of opportunity.
You're on a hot streak, too. Your jump shot seems to be as good as it's been since you've been here. Can you explain that? Just everything's coming together at the end?
Just working on it, you know, repetition and having faith in it, you know, and taking the shots when I'm open and taking them with confidence, you know, so pretty much all the plays are factored into it.
One thing I didn't realize it the other night at Michigan State, but I saw today that the 5 steals you got the other night was a career high. Mm-hmm. Just what ways would you say you've become a better defensive player? Is it, you know, being more attentive when the guy you're guarding has the ball? Or?
Yeah, that would be it, you know. It's more, you know, one-on-one defense with a guy like McCaffrey, with the coach like McCaffrey, you know. And, it's a lot less, you know, relying on your team. You rely on your team when you have to, but you don't want that to be, you know, the focal point of your own, you know, personal defense. So, if you're going to play one-on-one defense, you have to make plays like that. And, you know, I took that upon myself, and I was able to make plays like that. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I got 5 steals. I didn't really realize that either. So, but, yeah.
What's the one thing that I guess you're going to miss the most about playing in college? I know you said that you're going to look into possibly going overseas so your career wouldn't be over. But just in terms of having the opportunity to play here and, you know, get that experience of being a Division I athlete.
Just being a part of, you know, a family, something that's very close-knit, you know, something that I could be, you know, a part of wholeheartedly for 4 years. You know, I don't think that that kind of opportunity is going to come back again. You know, there's it's going to be hard to find that. You know, there's outside of this, like, you know, college is the business world, but outside of this, that's much more business than what this will ever be, you know. So I'm definitely going to miss that part of it, you know, just knowing that I can stay loyal to these guys and I can find guys here that can stay loyal to me, you know, and find that in the whole community and everything, you know. So I'm definitely going to miss that aspect of it.
I guess what would you say to fans who, you know, look back and show their appreciation for everything that you've done, you know, throughout your career? What would you want to, like, I guess your last message, if you will, to fans?
I'll just say thank you, man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, thank you for you know, being there for me through the thick and thin. You know, I'm sorry I couldn't give you guys the best 4 years that you've ever seen, but the fact that they stuck out with me, you know, it speaks volumes to me, you know, personally, and I really appreciate that.